Fun fact, you can't get pregnant every day. You're only fertile for 6 days, ovulation day and the 5 days leading up to it. Natural Cycles is the only birth control app that can pinpoint your fertile window by analyzing your hormone-driven temperature trends. It's more than just a basic cycle tracking app. Natural Cycles is the only FDA-cleared and CE-marked birth control app and has helped millions prevent and plan for pregnancy naturally. Save 15% when you sign up today with code RADIO15. Learn more at naturalcycles.com.
You know it's Bad Choice Friday.
It's Bad Choice Friday.
You know it's Bad Choice Friday.
Hey, man, this is your fault.
Hello.
All right, we celebrate Sunday's Pride Parade on a Bad Choice Friday. Mike, the choices, Village People, YMCA, taking on Share and Believe. How was the voting?
Spirited, Miles. It was damn spirited. And I am proud to say we're going to enjoy a little Village People on a Bad Choice.
Oh, welcome to the weekend. You are listening to The Men's Room, 99.9 KISW Seattle.
Meet Natural Cycles, the only FDA-cleared and CE-marked birth control app that's 100% natural, hormone-free, and side-effect-free. Here's how it works. The app analyzes daily changes in your body temperature to find your fertile window so you can plan or prevent pregnancy naturally. Natural Cycles is a clinically proven, non-hormonal birth control option that's 93% effective with typical use and 98% effective with perfect use. No synthetic hormones, just science. And if you're ready to start family planning, switching from preventing to planning a pregnancy is as easy as tapping a button. Plus, the Natural Cycles app makes tracking fertility easy. You can measure your temperature trends using an Oura Ring, Apple Watch, or our Bluetooth thermometer, which is free when you sign up for an annual subscription. Join over 4 million registered users who are taking control of their fertility naturally. Save 15% when you sign up with code RADIO15 at naturalcycles.com. That's RADIO15 for 15% off today.
Botchery rolls on. You're listening to The Men's Room with Miles and Thrill. 99.9 KISW.
Now for all TV news all time, stamp TV time with 10.
And now, because your pathetic life is confined to countless hours in front of a talking box, The Men's Room presents TV Time with Ted.
All right, your choices today. You got the Jimmys.
Fallon and Kimmel.
Colbert.
Steven.
Seth Meyers. Writers.
Mike.
Ted Smith.
Is it Ted or is it Late Night?
It is right there. The title is Guys Have Teams of Talented Writers. Help them come up with monologues each and every night. It is up to you to determine, is this an actual late night joke and from whom, or could it be a V. Ted Smith original?
The National Weather Service put out an advisory warning people in areas with extreme heat to avoid coffee and meals high in protein. So if you live in one of these areas, keep an eye out on your keto buddy.
V. Ted Smith.
Yeah.
Yeah, it was.
It's a keto joke.
People know the keto diet.
What is a keto diet?
It's like high. It's just like you eat meat and eggs.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Oh.
And black coffee.
Protein's an animal fat.
Maybe I should have gone with Jim Bro. I don't know. Damn it.
We worked for
you
a while.
You know, I run these by the writers.
You do. I thought it was good.
Thanks, writer.
Meat and coffee.
And alcohol. But I don't think the keto people drink. So that was the joke.
Okay.
I cut it out.
They dip into alcohol from time to time. They just tell you that they're not supposed to. They're going to get back on the keto.
I should have just said the whole city of Austin says no.
Yes.
Coors Light unveiled a refrigerated bow tie called the Burr Tie. In case you're wondering what kind of idea comes out of a Friday meeting at 4:45 p.m.
Seth Meyers.
Fallon.
Seth.
Coors Light unveiled a refrigerated bow tie called the Burr Tie. In case you're wondering what kind of idea comes out of a Friday meeting at 4:45.
Nothing quite says I'm a drunk like buying a beer tie. A refrigerated beer tie.
Yeah, I have a shirt that says I love day drinking.
You have a shirt that says that, Ted. This is a tie. This is formal attire.
Right. You can't even go somewhere nice and not let people know I'm a drunk.
Jesus, I mean, I guess you're right. Elon Musk fired Tesla's head of manufacturing. On the way out, the guy was like, be honest, was it literally everything?
Fallon.
Yeah, Fallon.
Yeah, that's fine.
Elon Musk just fired Tesla's head of manufacturing. Yeah. On the way out, the guy was like, be honest, was it literally everything?
Those trucks are so long. They're huge.
Yeah, I don't know how people are driving them. Red Lobster released its Festival of Summer Sips, which includes the Purple Haze cocktail, made with Dr. Dre and Snoop Dogg's gin, desert pear, lemonade, and sparkling gold shimmer. Said a Red Lobster spokesperson, look, we're not okay. Nobody wants lobster. We don't know what to do. We're out of ideas.
I guess either Seth or Fallon Kimmel. I'm going to go Seth.
Seth Meyers.
Red Lobster launched its Festival of Summer Sips, which includes the Purple Haze cocktail made with Dr. Dre and Snoop Dogg's gin, desert pear, lemonade, and sparkling gold shimmer. Said a Red Lobster spokesman, look, we don't know, okay? Nobody wants lobster. We don't know what to do. We're out of ideas, man.
Miles, you been to Red Lobster yet?
No.
Same. I stopped at one.
You haven't talked about it for 20 years.
Well, yeah,
you
know, where are they? They're not in the locations I'm at.
Well,
for whatever reason.
You stick to the big cities. You got to get a little bit further out there, Miles.
Do I?
Yeah, there's one down in Federal Way.
I was going to say, I know Federal Way's got to have one. Federal Way has every fast food.
Pretty sure
chain.
There's one down in Tacoma, too.
Probably Puyallup.
Speaking of big chain restaurants, everybody in here watch the original Happy Gilmore?
Yes.
Oh, yeah.
All right, what did Happy Gilmore eat a lot of?
Oh.
He had a commercial with him.
Burger King.
Nope.
Nope.
Slim Jim's.
Subway.
Oh.
Remember, he hit a foot long off a tee, boys.
Oh, that's right. Oh, my God. That's right.
Well, because of Happy Gilmore 2 is on the way, now, starting in July 10th, Subway customers can make a combo meal of the day, the Happy Gilmore meal, for an extra dollar. Includes a collector's cup featuring four characters, Happy, Shooter McGavin, Ben Stiller's character Hal, and Happy's new caddy, Oscar.
Oh, also found out that is coming to Netflix.
Yes.
So we thought it was going to be in the theater. We didn't know at first. But I just read the other day it's Netflix.
Well, I think Sandler's, I think his deal.
Isn't he? He has a contract with Netflix.
With Netflix,
doesn't he?
Yeah. Yeah. So, like, I think his last few movies, they've all been just Netflix.
Is taking things straight to streaming the new straight to DVD?
No.
No.
Because there's good movies that come out now. Because Netflix put out a lot of money. There's some good movies that come out.
Right, straight to DVD was the company's way of saying, look, this is a steaming pile
of turd,
crap.
Right.
And we know it, but if you're interested, you can find it. With the streaming thing, there's so much money there, and your audience is going to be bigger. Right? Because a lot of people just can't be bothered to go to the movie theater. So you put it on Netflix, I can watch it whenever I want. You know what I mean? So even if you're thinking about seeing it, I will watch it on Netflix. If I'm thinking about seeing it, I'm not going to the movie theater.
Like, I will go to the movie theater, and I've said this, I think for, like, the action movies and this and that.
Yes. Yeah, yeah.
Like, I want to go see that F1 movie in, like, an IMAX theater.
Sure.
So I think there's still a lot of movies that should go to theaters, but, I mean, you could, I think, with Happy Gilmore, too, but also it's like, yeah, if he's got to deal with Netflix, like, I'll watch that on the couch.
I would say comedies and any of the movies that people make specifically to win an Oscar, so all the ones they put out, like, in September.
Yeah.
Like, just put them on streaming, because the truth is, nobody goes to the movie theater to see these movies.
No.
Right? And we might hear good things about them, but no one ever sees them. That said, if it were on Netflix and I hear that you got nominated for an Oscar, I'm already paying for Netflix. Maybe I'll watch a movie. I am not going to the movie theater for your
Happy
quote-unquote
Gilmore work of art. Is not about sound and vision.
Right.
No. You don't need surround sound and, you know, a big screen.
You need to get stoned.
I would also say, keep releasing kids' movies because kids like going to the theater.
Kids love going to the theater. Right. No doubt about it.
Parents like dropping them off for an hour and a half.
Yes, we do.
Yeah. And some people just like that, right? I had a buddy way back in the day, him and his brother. They weren't like big sports guys, but every Sunday they went to the movies and would watch a couple movies and like get food.
I mean, when I was a kid, I loved it. Mm-hmm. And you get older, your tastes change. But again, I don't know that I want to go to the theater to see some of the more adult movies that I can now enjoy. Yeah. Like you say, you're putting out Avengers? Absolutely. But I'm old enough now to maybe watch one of these, I don't know, quieter, serious movies. I don't need a movie theater for that.
No.
In fact, I'd rather be at home when it's those kinds of movies.
Yeah. Yeah.
Place of comfort.
Yeah. But like I said, you know, you have the big action films, kids films. Like, obviously, you still need a big theater. Hell, I mean, for certain games, like, I don't know. They serve beer now. They have snacks. Like, throw a Hawks game on there.
I am right there with you on that.
Yeah. Last I checked, the Chalet Theater down in Enumclaw was doing that.
Oh, really?
All right, yeah.
They serve beer, and, you know, it's a one-movie theater. So when there's not some big blockbuster going on, when you're in the middle of fall and you got Seahawks games on, yeah, they'll throw the Hawks game on.
They had a place in Annapolis, Maryland, and I did it for my kid's birthday. You can rent a movie theater.
Yeah.
And it's got chairs in there. It does have a couple rows of old school seats, but for the most part, like the whole front is kind of open, but more with couches and all that crap. it's fully catered, whatever you want. You go up there and you get like 50 chicken wings, 3 pizzas.
Yeah.
Bring standard in pitchers of sodas and Kool-Aid and everything else. You carry in your birthday cake. You pick the movie. You got a party. They would also allow you to do live sports. Those things rented out fast.
I would think so, man.
So when the Commanders and the Ravens were playing, people would go in there and do watch parties. It was a Monday night game, whatever.
Nice. Yes.
They just throw down.
That does sound awesome.
Yeah, I mean, right, and during a game, it's not like a regular movie theater environment. You could still talk. Because, I mean,
people are going to talk, yell, scream, the whole thing.
Right, I mean, like, I enjoy watching at home just because, like, cooking food and stuff or whatever, and I got to see Scott Hansen start. But, like, I have friends, like, they watch every Seahawks game at a bar. They like the environment. Like, you want to watch with other fans.
I will say that as a Ravens fan, typically we get the early game, right, just because of the East Coast team. At 1 o'clock, I will look at my wife, hey, do you want to go to the bar? Knowing full well it'll be packed full of Seahawks, but we watch the Hawks game there.
Actually, man, it has
the same thing. It's enjoyable, man. You know, they're not my team, but everyone around you, you know, they're all real dedicated. Everybody gets to talk football, we're drinking beer, eating wings. I'm like,
yeah,
this is fantastic.
It's a great excuse to have a beer and wings at 10 o'clock in the morning.
Yes,
it is. I mean, even despite the Eagles fans, I still like going to Buckley's. I always thought that was a good
time. Yeah. Despite the Eagles
Redskin guy, or I'm sorry, Commander guy, yeah. Eagles guys.
You're right. Yeah. And frankly, sometimes the food at the bar is better than what I'm making.
Then you're right. Yeah, yeah, that's a guarantee.
Get the meatloaf sliders.
All right, let's see. Oh, man, you're making me hungry. So the new Golden Bachelor's out, right? And I like this. Like, is he kind of a tool? Well, he's 66 years old. His name's Mel. He's a lawyer and a former linebacker for the L.A. Rams. So in a recent interview, he talked about what he's looking for in a potential mate. He said, quote, I told the producers 45 to 60, just being honest. If they're 60 or over, I'm cutting them. This is not the Silver Damn. Bachelor. This is the Golden Bachelor.
Wow.
Okay, my man is coming in hot.
Bring me the young hug.
Hey, look, at least he's telling you what he likes.
I
doesn't stop there, though, boys.
Oh, Lord.
He also said, quote, they've got to be fit because I stay in shape and work out and stuff. And I told them to stray away from the artificial hips and the wigs.
Oh, damn.
People with fake hips still work out.
Right? I know.
Come on, man.
My man ain't having it.
And at that age, there's a lot of people that are faking a lot of stuff.
Sounds to me like he should pick up a woman at the gym.
Right. Yeah.
I mean, seriously.
He technically had no word of the producer's choice, but they told him, quote, they're going to be hot, so don't worry about it.
Ooh, all right.
And then he had nothing else to say.
The show's not about finding love anyway.
I know, it's
They
not.
Keep masking it that way. It's a way to have 30 women pine after one dude or vice versa, and they make out a whole bunch and do a bunch of inappropriate stuff, and then they break up 30 days after the show's over.
Yeah, that's pretty much it.
I might call this the, as Miles would say, the Belichick effect.
Belichick effect.
Right? That guy's 70.
Yeah.
Dating like a girl in her early 20s. Now that 66-year-old guy's like...
Played in the NFL.
Nobody my age.
No fans.
Right? I'm shocked he said 45.
I know.
Like, he just wants to be on The Bachelor. He just wants to be The Bachelor.
Yes.
And he's a lawyer. If he's got that much money, I'm sure he could find a little...
little something.
Yeah.
He doesn't need this show.
No, but he wants to be on it.
No, at that point, they want the clout. They want everybody to have eyes on them. That's what a lot of people do with a lot of these shows, is that they want social media fame.
Yeah, of course.
Right, and in this
day... Why the hell else would you go on national TV thinking you're going to, quote-unquote, find love out of a predetermined number of people?
Right.
That you didn't pick.
And in this day and age, too, it's like... And granted, you, like, I am a fan of, you know, respecting your elders and everything, but just because he's 66 doesn't mean he's not clout chasing.
Yeah, right? Of course.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? I saw him on a stream with Kai Cenat.
I kind of like the dating game
better. That's a joke. Somebody will get it.
I just like the dating game better. There's three people up there.
Yeah.
You can't see them. You just go by their answers.
Mm-hmm. Right.
And then you see the ones you should have picked when they come around the corner.
Oh, you can see the disappointment sometimes.
God. And it's dating. There's no obligation to a proposal with a ring and all that. It's like, no, we're going to go date for a little while. See,
that's a show they should bring back. I'd watch that. Yeah, it's fun.
I think we've known this for a while, but it never bothers to reinforce it. Sarah McLachlan.
Oh, God.
Everybody knows that commercial, right?
Oh, the SPCA.
Right.
That's the only reason we remember.
Mm-hmm. She can't stand them either because they're too painful.
Yes.
She loves animals. She had a friend that was on the ASPCA board, so she did them. She said, but the ad didn't show her as a happy and optimistic person. Quote, it shows me a sort of quiet, sad person with all my puppies and kittens. I will never forget the director saying, I just need a little more sad face from you. Now, right.
Now, look, it did work. It raised like $30 million.
These kitties are dying, and it's your fault for not giving money.
But it's kind of her legacy.
Yes.
That's her issue.
I can't tell you one song I know if I heard it.
Well, In the Arms of an Angel.
Yeah,
no, but it's from that commercial.
She's released a new album in September called Better Broken. But I mean, can you imagine for her? And she's like, look, I get it. It makes me sad. It's me.
I remember saying that years ago, saying, man, you know, they borrowed the song, they film a commercial. Great. But it's not like I'm there for the process. Right. And then she's watching TV.
No, she was. That's like the director goes, I need you to be more sad.
No, but you don't see the finished product. Yeah. Like when you're done, right? So she's watching TV, the commercial comes on, she's kind of excited because there's my song.
Yeah.
She said she broke into tears because she's like, I know it's a sad song, but you made it sadder.
Right.
You know what I mean? Like, yes, I wrote a sad song, but I didn't mean for it to be this sad.
Let's find the saddest, most broken, injured, blind-ass dogs right. that we can to stare at.
Make sure he's shaking.
You'll meet some people, and for whatever reason, right, they're just not big fans of kids or babies.
Yeah.
But almost everybody to a T is like, oh, sad, oh, dog, no. cat.
Right.
Her new album should be called Put 'Em Down.
Oh,
that's gonna even it all out. Now she's saying, just put him down.
The first signal is save some money.
No, you're right. Everybody's either a cat or a dog person, so you're gonna find your flavor that's gonna make you cry at those damn commercials.
Yeah, look, at the end of the day,
they never shown a
iguana. I feel like that's one thing humans kind of agree on. We're all cool and want to be nice to animals. Even the worst people in the world sometimes have dogs.
Yes!
Right?
The worst man in the history of the world had dogs and loved them.
Jesus, you're right. Right? Like Hitler had a bunch of dogs.
He
was probably nice to them.
To great care of them.
Why don't they put that in
the
SPCA?
Not humans, the dogs.
No, not them.
Yeah,
no.
The worst person to ever exist was cool with dogs.
How did they not put that in the commercial? You know, please adopt a dog. Even Hitler had dogs.
Stuff this weekend to watch.
Oh, even he cared, you heartless bastards.
How bad are you?
You got baseball on. You got an F1 race on this weekend. Netflix, though, you got the third and final season of Squid Game. On Max, you got The Day the Earth Blew Up, a Looney Tunes movie.
Oh, I was recommended to watch that, yes.
Yeah, I mean, whatever age you are, Looney Tunes, you can't really go wrong.
You can't. Thank you, Tim. We appreciate it. You're listening to The Men's Room.
The Men's Room returns with Miles and Thrill. Now, let's see what's happening in the real world.
All right, here we go. Residents of BC Island are dealing with a grizzly who swims 30 miles to get there. Meanwhile, a cat survives a 55-minute wash cycle and comes out with soft and shiny hair.
Mm-hmm.
Road workers who built a new roundabout were obviously high on crack. A Florida driver caught doing 115 had a baby in the back. And a Cleveland man catches a baby from a burning third-story window and gets signed by the Brownies. It is time for your headlines.
Now, it's time to hit the headlines. Here's my car.
All right, our top story. A Florida man has landed himself in some hot water after taking a little drive. Officers clocked the man speeding down the highway at an impressive 115 miles per hour.
Damn, man.
They gave chase and he complied with orders to stop, but his driving antics just kept on getting worse. It was discovered that in addition to excessive speeds, he was also tailgating other drivers on the road and recording videos for Snapchat. All with his kid in the backseat.
Come on, man.
He was promptly arrested and faces some serious charges. You're right. That's just stupid. All of this is stupid in its own right, and we understand this. This is just a fact of life that we get is going to happen. You got your freaking kid in the back, dude.
That's all.
115.
115.
Damn.
Yeah. Good work there, King. Well done. In other news, to Australia, where they're still figuring out the roundabout. Aerial footage was shared online of a new road feature in the Sydney area that isn't your typical roundabout because it's a diamond shape instead of a circle. Have you guys seen this thing?
Why did they do that?
I don't know.
I can't believe that's real.
What?
Neither can I.
Did they give any reason for why?
It probably looked cool. I don't know.
I'm sure it looks cool, but people are driving, man. You know what looked cool? A redwood in the middle of I-5.
People have to do kind of like a three-point turn.
Right. The video shows a pickup driver having to do a three-point turn to make a go-around, while another guy was just like, screw it, and he just cut the entire damn thing off, went the wrong way for a hot second to make his turn, because he had to go the long way, you know?
Right,
he's
got
to go all the way out and around. Yeah. The community has complained about the roundabout, and the local leadership is working on a fix. Like,
a circle?
Tear up the damn thing and make it like you're supposed to make it.
Mm-hmm.
I don't get it.
Come on, man.
I just don't get it, man.
Yeah, I think I drove through something like that one time in an Uber, and we just kept getting turned around.
What, in a traffic circle?
Yeah. But it was like a different one, or there was two in a row, and he was like, "I'm so sorry," and I'm like, "I don't know. I don't know how to direct you out of this."
All right, Big Ben,
you're in this.
Yeah, exactly.
You're in this, man. Still in Australia, a local family is glad to still have their pet after a horrible accident. This is honestly a horrible nightmare for a pet owner. They noticed that their cat had gone missing for about an hour and were unable to locate him until they turned over their laundry. It appears that the cat snuck into an open washing machine for a comfy snooze and then went undetected when somebody started the wash.
This is why you wash your clothes on cold.
Yes.
My friends, they did this a couple of years ago. You remember that?
But yeah, they did warm.
They did warm, and I want to say the cat was in there for... Because they brought this up to me recently. Like, people still bug us about it because you guys did it on the show. And one of the things I forgot that we did... We were explaining their story. Their cat ended up in the washer.
All right.
And same thing. They just couldn't find the cat. They realized the washing machine was going. So they're like, well, I don't think he's in there, but let's look. Sure enough, the cat's in there. Like, oh, my God. And that cat, he was, you know, he's a little different pissed after that. But I think he was in there for 20 minutes. So on the show, we actually set a timer. Mm-hmm. And then we were talking about other things. We're like, by the way, it's only 15 minutes. The cat is still running around and around. Yeah,
is like, he like...
He's different, man.
The cat here remained in the machine throughout the entire cycle. The entire 55-minute cycle.
Do you think the cat thinks has happened? That was my question, because it's dark, it's wet, it's loud, you're spinning around in circles, and it just doesn't stop.
It's living hell.
There's nothing like that in the cat's world at all.
This cat miraculously survived. Of course, he had to be rushed to the vet as he was in critical condition, but he is
still
in full recovery.
Jesus.
Okay. Yeah.
Well, he's probably, if he sees another cat, he's like, look, I've been to hell.
Yes, I know what it's like. Right? I've seen the land of fire,
right?
And it's water, right? It's darkness,
right?
It's like Jesus, darkness and pain.
You find that cat at the church.
You're drowning, but can't see the water.
That cat just crossed himself. Yeah, man, he had a weird experience in washing
machine. It's either that, or he just sits in a bar drinking alone. It's like, don't ask. That cat's been through a lot.
Just give the cat a beer and shut up.
Oh God, the spin cycle.
Don't bring up the washing machine.
Right. Easy mittens. Easy, easy, easy. Get him a shot. Put a stick in his mouth to bite down on.
What's he drinking? Whiskey neat. Right. Like, well, whiskey.
Whiskey.
Well, Yukon Jack.
Oh, God.
He is trying to forget.
He's just going straight absent. I would just get out of this. He's just laughing. Oh, no. Oh, Lordy. More.
We do feel bad for the cat, if you can't tell.
Yeah, we do.
We actually do.
Honestly, my buddy, his mom ended up killing a cat because it jumped into the damn dryer. And so I have been terrified that my cat is stupid enough to jump in there.
Did her cat go through the whole cycle?
The dryer.
The dryer? So, what? Yeah, I'm just thinking, what does that look like when if you don't know your cat's in there? You know, I'm just going to go grab my laundry. I'm pretty sure it's dry now, man. I can't believe the lint filter has so much stuff in it.
I'm saying, and then everything's covered in hair.
And then there's my cat. What does he look like, man?
Not good.
I just hope his eyes are closed. If his eyes are still open, I'd be haunted forever.
Just petrified. You don't need to stuff mittens. Just put him on the
counter.
We don't like cruelty to animals in this place. Don't add us on this, please. But just in case those stories left a bad taste in your mouth.
Thankfully, there's good news.
I can't see why it would. Yeah. We go to Cleveland, where a man, among several others, helped prevent further devastation during a tragedy. The man tells local media that he was near the scene of an explosion, saying that he heard a ticking sound before a boom and then feeling an impact hard enough to flip him over backwards. After realizing he was unharmed, he approached the scene of the now burning building and encountered a woman in peril on the third floor with her child in hand. He collected with a group of people and convinced the mother to throw her child from the third floor window into their waiting arms, where she landed safe and sound. The mother was then able to make her escape as well. Five people were seriously injured in the explosion, but the people came together when they were needed. It's
a tough call. Hey, man, just throw your kid down.
Like, yeah, I got this. You better got this.
Yeah.
Yeah, no kidding. Well, and he even said, like, I looked at that and said, that was my kid in her arms. Like, that's the amount of importance that I put on this. Like, this isn't just, hey, yeah, throw the baby
down. You know what? On second thought, I bet the dude that caught that baby had a Ravens jersey on.
Yeah. In Cleveland?
Yeah.
Oh, God.
I think if I'm her, once I see all the adults, like, put their arms up to catch the kid, I put the kid aside and I jump.
Yeah, right.
Here I come.
Men's Room Sports, as Ted said, you got a handful of sports on over this weekend. Tonight, you've actually got cricket over on Fox 13 Plus. Tomorrow, nice. Tomorrow night on Root.
All right.
Yeah, it's going to be fun.
Go Orcas.
The NHL draft is underway over on ESPN, and the Mariners are underway as well in Texas. That series will be on Root all weekend long. You've got Sounders tomorrow night on Apple TV Plus, and then on Sunday you can catch The Storm on CW. As far as your weather, I told you all to hold out for the weather, and it's about to pay off. We have got clouds tonight with a high of 57, and we're being rewarded with sunny skies, highs in the mid to high 70s all weekend long, and into next week as well, where we'll be greeted with an 80-degree sunny Monday.
Jesus.
That's it for your headlines with that, Mike Hawkinson.
Thank you, sir. We appreciate it. Enjoy the weekend. Be safe out there. The lovely Jolene is up next.
Yes, indeed. It's all true, but in the meantime, well, we be all up about this bitch. So until next time, please do what you do best, and for Aletha's sake, stay beautiful.
The Men's Room has been taped before a live studio audience. Wardrobe and makeup provided by Mantastic Limited. This has been a presentation of the Men's Room Radio Network.
Oh, man!
A Double Flush production.